This
is Mythical.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists.
Dude, I'm going to 21 Savage with my nephew Keon, and we are so hyped to see him, you have no idea.
While you're doing that, Nicole, I'm going to be storming through the party like my name is El Nino, because I'm going to be seeing Sum 41. Skate punk is back, and it's not pop punk, it is skate punk. But also, they have so many more artists to choose from. You got Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant. Nicole, you're not ready for this one.
Who is it?
The Kidz Bop Kids, baby.
No way. Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long for just $25 each.
That's right. Visit livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
That's livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
Buckminster Fuller once asked, "Why work useless jobs when technology and automation can let us lead more meaningful lives?"
What the heck are you talking about?
Dude, I just really don't want to make a pie this Thanksgiving.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Aniety.
And today, Nicole, we're talking all about Buckminster Fuller.
I'm Wikipediaing this individual.
I really don't know that much about him. All I know, he was kind of like pro-universal basic income in the sense that he thought automation would like allow people to not be in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole idea that people like need to have a job to fulfill a role in society, he sort of thought
I disagree.
Would be, you think that people like should have a...
No, I don't think people should have jobs.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So much automation. Why would you need that?
I think the best thing for us to do is everything to be made by robots and we just chill and then we have another renaissance of like painting and art and creativity. Yeah, I've said that to people before and they looked at me like I was like certified.
My most radical idea politically is that Subway sandwiches should be free. Like, in the way that our government provides free, clean drinking water to everybody, I think we should provide free Subway sandwiches. Because to me, that's, like, the lowest level of food. It's like clean drinking water. It's like, you get a little turkey sub with lettuce, tomato.
I love Subway.
I love good, clean drinking water.
Speaking of...
I love potable water.
Speaking of turkey sandwiches from Subway, let's talk about Thanksgiving, shall we?
Great segue.
Thank you.
Nicole, we're talking about the one thing you should never cook from scratch on Thanksgiving. What should you, in the Buckminster Fullerian idea, let automation take care of? We have grocery stores, right? People who are paid to make ready-made food for you.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you should never make? And I think we should do this fantasy draft style. Nicole, you love fantasy football.
Yeah. My husband is in two basketball ones and two football ones.
Ooh, basketball is tough.
Yeah.
I want to straight up steal from Ian Carmel's fantastic podcast, All Fantasy Everything. Ian, we love you, buddy. Come on the show.
Oh, what does he do?
I think, they turn everything into a fantasy football draft, which I think
like,
we should.
Like, for example, like flavors
like
of.
Like the one thing you should never cook on Thanksgiving.
No, like flavors of Kool-Aid. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
they'll do stuff like that. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
No, oh, yeah. He works
like different
great
seeds.
Great comedian. Lovely
different
guy.
Different seeds.
Yeah.
The eighth seed is versus the first seed.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like doing a fantasy draft of seeds. Like sorghum. Sorghum goes number
You're
one overall.
So stupid. There's no way you thought I was
alfalfa
saying that.
Alfalfa sprout. I actually
There's
did.
There's no way.
Nicole, I want to give you the first overall draft pick of what is the one thing you should never cook on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. What do you think it
what
is?
What an honor. Damn. For me, honestly, I hate going to Thanksgiving and the pies are bad.
Yes.
Pie.
That was
You're
my
bad.
Jonathan
oh.
Taylor. That was going to be my number one overall pick, too.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
You know, he's living a great,
the little kid.
Virtuous life. He's not a little kid anymore. He's like a 40-plus-year-old man.
He'll always be a little kid from
and
AI.
I think he got a graduate degree from Stanford, maybe?
Yeah.
And now he's just living on the low. There'll be like a paparazzi photo once
good
every 7 years of them just like walking their dog.
That's a good way to live your life.
Great way to live your life. Pie. Pie, pie, pie. You don't
pie.
Make it from scratch.
Pie from scratch. Unless you're good at it.
Yeah.
Like, don't attempt to make a pie if you've never made a pie before. Don't attempt to make your own crust. Please. Just don't. Don't even try it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
buy store-bought. Like, just buy it from the store. Even though we do have a great recipe for a delicious pumpkin pie.
Oh, we do have a good pumpkin pie recipe.
Yeah, it's a good pumpkin pie recipe. But if you've never made it before, I saw a TikTok one time that said, Thanksgiving is not the time to experiment.
Yeah.
Don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Experiment maybe 2 weeks before. You know, you have the time. You have the patience. On Thanksgiving Day, everything goes to like crap anyway. So don't even like a custardy pie on Thanksgiving. Why would you make that unless you know what you're doing?
Every time I explain something from my childhood, you seem to get sad.
I cried last time. It's bad.
You know, life's weird. Everyone's family situation is different. Sometimes the holidays are hard. But I remember growing up, we would make everything on Thanksgiving, just me, my dad, my brother, from what we considered scratch, but it was like, you know, green bean casserole scratch, where it's like you combine one can with another can with a can topping.
Yeah, sure.
And that's it. But something would always go wrong.
Yeah, I believe
it. Would always end up in a huge fight.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then there was the one year where my dad went to the hospital because we had the really flimsy turkey pan. He tried to take the turkey out, but it spilled all over him. He got third-degree burns on his arm.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
That's the result. Well, no one got in a fight because it was just like, oh, let's hope dad doesn't die from this.
No.
But anyways, point is, yeah, Thanksgiving is already an emotionally fraught time.
Totally.
We're coming off of midterm elections. You already got to brace yourself
for those. Is that why people are stressed out?
Maybe. I don't know. Who's stressed out? You stressed out?
For Thanksgiving? Absolutely not.
No, me neither. Wait, why not?
Because I don't do anything on Thanksgiving.
Do you not celebrate at all?
I know. I go to Thanksgiving. I just don't cook for it.
Oh, man.
It's not my responsibility.
How have you, Nicole, a food media maven, how have you not been the person to get roped into cooking?
Well, I make a dessert, maybe.
A pie?
Not always. Sometimes I make a pie. Sometimes I make a bread. Sometimes I make another dessert. But when it comes to the main dishes, they like throw me a bone. They're like, we know you work hard. You don't have to do anything. And I'm like, so thank lucky. You. And I'm like, thank you so much for understanding. But my sister-in-law is doing Thanksgiving this year. So I think I might make something because I just think it's nice. And she's a sweet girl and I want to help her out. But other than that, like, they're just like, you work too hard. Your whole life is cooking. You don't need to do it on the day that requires cooking.
I'm cooking the entire Thanksgiving meal this year.
We're
doing it really small. It's just going to be me, Julia, and her mom.
Okay, that's reasonable.
But I'm still
reasonable.
Cooking giant trays of everything. But I'm actually really grateful for it because what I'm going to do, Julia and her mom are going to be posted up watching the Macy's Day Parade because that's something. Julia was in the Macy's Day Parade.
Aww.
That's where she met Corbin effing Blue back in the day.
That's so cute. That is so cute. She was like a dancer in
the
parade.
She was like
a little kid. On the float or like she was on the float or she was on the
float.
Floor?
She was on a float.
Okay, what float?
Dancing.
Really important.
What float? I don't know. Jules, if you're listening, call me. What float were you on? but no, so they're going to be watching that. And so I am just going to be prepping mountains of vegetables. I'm going to chop all the mirepoix from scratch and I'm going to have football on my phone and they're gonna be like, come here, look at this balloon. And you're like, wow, oh my god, that balloon's crazy. Oh wow, Al Roker, he's so congenial. And then I'm gonna go back to watching football and cooking. So I like that for myself.
Okay, so what's your seed or whatever?
What is my second round draft pick?
I guess.
Okay. Pie's the big one because, like you said, if you're good at pie, make a pie.
But if you're not, don't.
If you're not, don't.
Yeah.
No, practice for 3 years.
No. Maybe a week or two, but okay, whatever.
So that's big. I'm going to say, controversial opinion right here, you should not cook a single fresh vegetable ever on Thanksgiving.
What?
Cans, baby. Use the cans.
Wow. Really?
Let's talk about the American canon of Thanksgiving right here, right?
Okay, sure.
It is, in my mind, right? Mac and cheese is a new thing. That's going to be on my table every single year for me. Mac and cheese is new for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But green bean casserole, cream mushroom soup, green beans, French's onions, turkey, gravy, stuffing, a sweet potato, and a savory potato. That's
okay.
It. And then cranberry sauce. Oh, no, dude, stupid.
Oh my god, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce is the number two overall pick.
It should actually be number one.
This happened to me in my fantasy football draft this year. Where I was like, I'm not drafting Derrick Henry. I'm going to take Davante Adams because I think he's going to be wide receiver one, Nicole. Because I believe in McDaniels' offense. I believe in the Josh McDaniels' offense.
Yeah, didn't Green Bay win yesterday?
Yeah, they did good.
And then didn't also the Vikings get like a really crazy touchdown?
Yeah.
Because there was a fumble and it was intercepted.
You listen to your husband when he talks about sports,
It was fourth down. And
no, it was first down.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was fourth down.
It was fourth down. I'm so sorry. We need to take a quick break from the podcast to teach Nicole about football. Okay, so the Vikings had fourth down at the goal line and they failed.
Yes, yes.
But a touchdown.
And then that became first down for the other team?
For the other team. But
who was
here's
who?
The
who
problem.
Was
the Buffalo Bills, probably the best
the Bills,
team.
The Bills.
People say.
Yeah.
But the Bills now they're backed up, so they're in tenuous
Why?
Position.
Oh, because was it at the 1 yard line?
Correct.
Okay. Wow.
So now they're at the opposite one, and so if they get tackled in the end zone, that's a safety. That's 2 points, and they have to give the ball away.
And we weren't. That's not what happened.
No. Well, no, that people thought that was the worst case scenario, but they got Nicole. They got Josh Allen.
Old Butterfingers. Am I right?
Well, no. Here's the thing. He's 6'5", 250. They're like, all he's got to do. He's one of the best quarterback runners you've ever seen in your life. Fumbles the dang snap. I don't care if he has a UCL injury in his elbow. Nicole, he fumbles the dang snap.
I've been saying elbow schmelbow.
Anyways, yeah. Cranberry sauce is the obvious
cranberry sauce is number one, pious too. Can we do that?
You
can
think,
we switch it?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Okay.
So official number one, cranberry sauce.
Yes, but I will say this. I have had a homemade cranberry sauce that is unlike any cranberry sauce I've ever had.
How'd they do it?
It is my husband's mom's older sister's cranberry sauce.
Husband's mom. I met her. She's nice.
No, you never met her.
What?
No, you haven't met this one.
Your husband's mom?
Oh, yeah. You've met her. David's not
was
not the sister.
I was at your wedding. No, I haven't met this. No. Okay. I met David's brother.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks like him.
No, he doesn't.
He's like tall.
David and his brother look
color.
Nothing. No, they
no,
don't.
He has black hair.
Shut up!
He has spiky hair. He's kind of got like
NSYNC. What is wrong?
Boy band hair.
Yeah, that was an accident.
Michael? Jonathan. It's a Hebraic. It's like a Old
it's
Testament
Michael
name.
Michael and David. Michael okay, and yeah, David.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So, it's David's
doctor,
mom's
right? He's a doctor.
David's. Is this what you talk? Is this how you talk to him on Thanksgiving? God, I would absolutely run away. Ugh, headache. It is David's mom's oldest sister's cranberry sauce, and she takes whole cranberries, and then she muddles them with saffron, lemon, and juices from the turkey.
Oh,
and
brother.
It's, and it's like a little bit of sour cherry juice, I believe. Nobody knows how to make
Alabalu?
It. She's the only one who knows how to make it. And it is impeccable.
Dang.
It is something that no one knows how to make other than Mahin Khanum. And she does such a good job. And that changed the cranberry world for me because I also love the canned stuff too.
Mm.
But this is just different. This is like, it should be illegal. It's so good. But I understand that that's a very unique experience and that most people should probably just use a canned stuff.
What if, okay, because here's a crazy thing.
What?
We both instinctively, we forgot about it because we don't like take any notes for this podcast.
No.
But we forgot about cranberry sauce at the first overall pick. That's why Pi went.
Yes.
But going back, we were both like, oh, cranberry sauce is the obvious choice.
Obviously.
And I've always been somebody who said like, yeah, get the canned stuff. Don't even get the whole cranberry. Get the jellied
stuff. Don't get the jellied. Yeah.
It's like not good and also doesn't make sense to eat with turkey.
It's not meant to be good. It's meant to cut through all the richness. That's what I believe the purpose of cranberry sauce is.
But it's not even like a sauce. It's a jello. It's jello, dude. It's dessert. It is a sour. It is a cranberry gelée.
But it needs to be there.
It needs to be there.
No, it's not
because people before us said it needs to be there.
Okay, that's a good point. And I understand we're trying to cut cultural, you know, traumas and stuff. And we're trying to, you know, create a new Thanksgiving dinner table philosophically and also. So in reality, I get that, but it tastes good. It cuts through the stuff, all that rich mac and cheese, all that mashed tater. It cuts through. It's actually very nice. It's necessary.
Why is it a jello? Why isn't it just a sauce? Has anybody asked why is the cranberry a jello? It's called sauce. It's a jello.
Is mint jelly a sauce?
No.
For lamb?
No, it's jelly. It's jelly.
But it's like a sauce.
It
acts as a sauce.
But like cranberry, like you don't, I'm wondering if it's all that one. Pectin in cranberries, I believe to be a natural coagulant.
Yes, of course.
I bet you'll
everybody
find,
knows that.
I haven't looked at the Ocean Spray cranberry sauce recipe or ingredients list, but I feel like there's probably supplemental gelatin.
I would
in
like
there.
To think so as well.
Right, but because I was thinking the other day, completely independently of this podcast, I would love to make a lovely like cranberry mustard and something really savory with the drippings of the turkey sauce to put on it.
Oh, great!
Right?
Uh huh.
Because like you got the gravy already. That's just heavy, savory, aromatic, meaty, umami. I do want something to cut through that, but I don't want to have to eat a bite of Jell-O as a palate cleanser on my turkey.
So maybe it's not
nice
cranberry.
Sauce.
So maybe it's not cranberry. Cranberry's not the number one pick now? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I feel like that's such old wisdom that it feels... Nicole.
This is like choosing
a tight end in the first round.
Why did you do this?
Which I did.
Why
did Travis Kelce going off.
Why did you make this so hard on us to do it in seed form?
What?
You made this so much harder.
I know, but Nicole, the point of doing something difficult is to get greater results. It's like Dan Campbell for the Lions. You know, that's the reason he pushes guys so hard in the locker room, Nicole.
You are like such a sports guy. I hate it.
I am literally wearing a Philadelphia Eagles t-shirt and my college Letterman jacket because why?
It's cold.
That's when I peaked. Oh, and it's cold.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult. I should have nice vessels to serve food out of instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
How do you feel about people that, like, get Thanksgiving catered? You know, there's people out there that do that. Did you know that?
I do know that. I don't know. I feel like part of the ritual of Thanksgiving. Okay, let's break down Thanksgiving theory right
here. Sure, go ahead.
The foods that a lot of people commonly eat, are they good or bad?
I will say that the mac and cheese is good. The mashed potatoes are good.
Okay.
The side vegetables, they're okay. I'm not a big... We don't have casseroles at our Thanksgiving. We just don't. I'm sorry. Yeah. We don't have casseroles. We don't have stuffing. We have rice.
Okay.
Rice.
I mean...
We got rice. I like turkey.
Yeah.
I enjoy turkey. I was at the gym today, and then my trainer was like, I freaking hate turkey. Turkey's the worst meat. It's disgusting.
What? Is your trainer a bridge troll?
No.
Like, John, do you see how giant my back is?
No.
Get the giant bridge troll back,
sweet.
Nicole.
He's very sweet. But he's like, I hate turkey. Nobody makes turkey good. It's disgusting. And I'm like, turkey.
Rail riding hobo.
I'm like, no, turkey's good. You just have it bad all the time. But nobody's out there cooking turkeys for people on a mass scale to pick up. But maybe there should be.
Even the best, there are people that cook turkeys on mass scale. Like, you can get a smoked turkey, but it costs so much money
to
get somebody
else to
cook. I couldn't tell. I think I paid like well over $100 for a smoked turkey
from
a fancy barbecue restaurant 1 year.
Wow.
I know, which is tough, especially because turkeys are on sale for like 80 cents a pound by the time Thanksgiving rolls
around. Not anymore. Not this year. Actually, Thanksgiving turkeys are more expensive than chickens.
Son of a biscuit. Son of a biscuit. Inflation is too dang high, Nicole. It's because
I skimmed an article. Just skimmed it. Didn't read it. Skimmed it.
Every turkey is bad. Every turkey is bad. And when I say turkey,
not.
I mean a whole cooked turkey. And like, I don't know.
What about a spatchcocked turkey?
Even spatchcocked turkey. I've gone back and forth on this.
Okay.
I've gone back. If you, Nicole, if you have something to say, the floor is yours.
What about pieces of turkey? What about turkey that is just drumsticks?
I would love to fully break down a turkey and cook that all properly.
So do that.
Because I think I might, but I'm saying but most people don't. They do a whole roast bird.
They could do either
even
or.
Even if they spatchcock, it doesn't cook at the proper temp because breast, like if you wet
big
mine,
boobies.
Big old turkey titties.
Big old boobies.
But if you like cook a breast to the proper internal temp, which FDA would say 160, I say 153.
Carry over cooking.
Pull it at 140, let it get up to 153. You're probably going to be fine. FDA is, you know, they want you to overcook your
birds. Disclaimer, Josh has no idea he's saying right now, and you will get food poisoning.
Yeah, don't.
Just cook it to the proper temperature, please.
Yeah,
if he wants his turkey breast rosy, let him eat it rosy.
Yeah, when has the government ever steered us wrong in anything? Anyways, Nicole. So,
what is this podcast about?
What things you should or shouldn't cook on Thanksgiving? And I'm arguing that you should not cook a whole turkey. We've done.
Okay, don't.
We've done, Nicole, busting turkey myths, and we've cooked really great turkeys.
What?
My chapstick fell. Nicole, when we did busting turkey myths, we found out the best way to cook a turkey, right? You dry brine it.
Uh-huh.
Or do we wet brine it?
I don't remember.
Dude, me neither.
It's been so long and we've done so much content. It's so hard to remember.
I'm going
to
say wet brine. Wet brine turkey. And then you baste the hell out of it with butter and you get the thigh to an internal temp of like, you know, 145, 150 or something.
Uh-huh.
Let it carry over. However, thighs and legs, especially turkey, are much better slow cooked. Why are you?
I'm stretching.
Oh, I thought you were showing off your own turkey legs. No. You're like, if I'm a turkey, here's leg.
Why would my legs be where my arms are?
Thighs, I don't know, because turkeys, they have, like, these are wings, I guess.
I was just stretching.
I don't know. Thighs and legs are best when internal temp reaches like 190 to 200. They're better yet, Nicole.
Yeah, you're right.
They're smoked, when they're slow cooked.
Yeah, but not everybody has the capacity to do that. So should they not partake in the tradition just because it's going to turn out bad?
But what if somebody could do that for them? What if Buckminster Fuller's right?
It's expensive.
Nicole, I know it's expensive.
You told
but
me
at this point, I'm
not
saying
everyone
it's like,
can
what,
afford
do you
$100.
Have, it is one time a year. You know, are you going to have a bad turkey? Your family's going to be pissed off.
Do you invest
in your family's happiness.
Do you mean to tell me that you are allowing capitalism to ruin Thanksgiving or to better Thanksgiving? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying that capitalism is necessarily, we live in a society.
We don't need to talk about capitalism on the pod.
No, but is there a case for not cooking your own turkey?
Well, my dad hates turkey, so we never have turkey at our Thanksgiving.
Well, that's the other case. Is there a case for just not cooking a turkey at all?
Yeah, we just do chicken a lot of the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a better bird.
Better bird, easier bird, faster bird.
I am with you that I like turkey, though, when it's
properly
cooked.
I love it. I love the idea of biting into a drumstick or, like, fighting over the wishbone. Like, I like that stuff. There's something, again, it's traditional, and it makes you feel, I don't know, like, makes you feel good. At least it makes me feel good.
Like that Norman Rockwell painting. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Of course I know the one you're talking
Freedom
about.
Freedom from Wants.
Love that photo. I wish I had. That is the American dream right there. That photo, that old
just
cute lady.
That doesn't know how to work. Oh, you're talking about the diner one.
No, I'm not.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the old white lady that's holding the turkey
and putting it
down.
I thought you were talking about the diner one.
No, her name is probably Agnes, and she's happy. And her husband's name is probably, I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't have
Roger.
To work.
Roger.
She doesn't have to work. She's all hopped up on Valium and diet pills.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Valium puts you to sleep. Diet pills get you up in the morning to vacuum.
Yeah.
And she's just making turkeys, and we have freedom from want because we beat the Nazis.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah, that's actually, I believe,
I really enjoy
World War
II
propaganda poster. It's great.
I like that poster.
Good propaganda, thank you. A turkey on every table, sure.
What do you think about people that make mashed potatoes from the box for Thanksgiving?
Oh, that was going to be, whose draft pick is it?
Mine.
Yeah, I went cranberry, but then we retrofit cranberry back at number one, and pies are now number two.
Yeah.
So now it's back to you on the snake draft for three.
mashed potatoes?
Wait, no, it's my pick.
Why?
If it's a snake draft. It's my pick.
Okay, go ahead.
Mashed potatoes.
I've had such bad, mealy, gross mashed potatoes.
I've made bad, mealy, gross mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes are difficult, especially you read some recipe that's like, make plum puree, throw it in the food processor, and then you do it, and it's glue. Nicole, it's caulk. Caulk. Like C-A, people pronounce it caulk.
It's pronounced caulk.
It's pronounced caulk.
Caulk.
Right? Like a caulking
gun. C-A-U-L-K is caulk.
Yeah. Caulking gun. You pull it and then you caulk your bathroom. you get the paste that's inside the caulk gun all over the bathroom. The point is, I've had mashed potatoes that are really gluey and bad.
Yeah.
You know when they're never gluey or bad? From a box.
But
you're rehydrated with butter and milk.
Yeah, they're good.
It's good?
It's good.
Would you abide by going to someone's home and they do not, Nicole, they do not serve you fresh mashed potatoes, they serve you boxed mashed potatoes? Are you going to be mad?
I wouldn't. I would.
Right? Something feels wrong.
I would.
It's classist. It's ableist.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong
that we feel that way.
It's wrong. it's wrong and it's not fair.
But no, it's not. It's not fair to anyone. But we need to be honest with the way
okay,
that we feel.
Okay, fine, fine.
We need to discover
mashed
where
potatoes,
that comes from.
No, let me tell you. If you are able to season and cook down the flex properly, sure, it's acceptable. But I'm not going to have a cow and be like, you suck at cooking. I'm not going to do that. I might go in the car and just be like, those mashed potatoes were instant, weren't they? And then, yeah, they were. Like, maybe that'll happen.
Okay, but how do you feel about lying to people all the time? So I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about it.
I do it often.
Yeah, same.
Not for like stupid things like mash. Like if someone says, are these mashed potatoes instant or are they made from actual potatoes? I'll say, they're made.
I'll be like, it's my secret recipe. Like yeah. I'll obscure the information.
I'll just go around.
I won't directly lie. I'll do the things that politicians do during debates.
Yeah.
Where they ask them a question and they just answer an entirely different question.
Yeah.
They make, are these potatoes homemade? And I'll be like, that's the problem with America today is that crime in our streets is too high and our kids don't have after school programs.
Can you ask me? They'd
be like, so boxed?
Can you ask me?
Nicole, are these mashed potatoes instant or homemade?
I put so much milk and butter in them. It's delicious. Eat it.
Yeah. Perfect.
What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, I think that when we look at high-density urban housing...
No. What do you think? Whenever I say that, does that mean boxed or fresh? Or do you not...
I would completely forget that I asked you the question.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you lie.
The point of propaganda is not to get people to believe falsehoods. It's to scramble people's brains so much that they don't care about what's true and false anymore.
Yeah, it's like the question that you ask is so unimportant, but I know you want to know how much stuff I put in there, right?
Yeah. That's what you care about. That's what you're there for.
What else?
I think the move is to take the box mashed potatoes and then, like, you add some scallions to them. You add a little bit of cream cheese.
Yeah.
You do a fresh cracked pepper.
Nice.
Like, things that can sort of gussy them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's an instant money saver right there.
What about stuffing?
Here's another thing. The box. Nicole.
I like box
stuffing. Stovetop
stuffing.
They did it.
Can I tell you, though, what
they
I don't like?
They created the world's best stuffing.
Can I tell you what I don't like? Whenever people put their own vegetables in there and then the vegetables are undercooked.
They're almost undercooked. People don't know how to cook their vegetables.
Ugh, that's the worst. And then they throw an apple in there and you're like, what the hell is
this? You're talking about Larry. You're talking about my cousin Larry. You know what? Check it out. Apples, undercooked vegetables, Nicole, and raw effing cranberries. You ever had a raw cranberry? It tastes like poison. You gotta add a gallon of sugar.
Wait. Not dried cranberry?
No, not dried.
Oh my God.
Raw, whole, no sugar, right in the stuffing. Just a little bite of poison right to your dome.
My sternum hurts.
Stovetop.
It's disgusting.
They did it. The industrialization process.
Cousin what?
Larry.
Cousin friggin' Larry. He's garbage.
No, he's
a
great
nice
guy.
He's a nice guy.
But yeah. Dude, I think he works in M&A.
I don't know what
mergers
that means.
And acquisitions.
Shout
out, Larry.
M&A?
M&A, yeah.
M&A or M&A?
I think you say like M&A. Do you remember there was one time where we crashed a party?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it was at a bar. No vacancy in Hollywood. It was like a fancy one.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like some financial firm there that somebody said the name of it. And I Googled it and I found out what they did. And I looked up a couple departments. And then people would just be like, hey, what do you work in? I'm like, oh, I'm an M&A. I work under John. And they're like, I didn't think there was a John at M&A. I'm like, he's new. He came from RNC, you know, a big firm, Ernst & Young, you know. NASDAQ, you know what it is. And then I just infiltrated their group. And
did you
had a
get
great
free
time.
Drinks at the bar? I remember they had free drinks at
yeah,
the bar.
Oh, yeah, a ton.
Good.
A ton. I think I gave some to you.
Yeah, probably. You always do that. Thank you so much for doing that.
And then somebody recognized me from YouTube.
Oh, no.
And I was just like,
I do both. Hello, I do both.
I clean your bathroom.
thanks for always doing that for me, by the way. You're just so tall and brooding. And I'm just like little and I'm like,
Yeah. Oh.
Like, no one pays attention to me at the bar. I'm like, can they have a drink? And then they just go to the next person.
Very insistent at bars, which bars during holiday time, really fun.
You need
really fun.
Bring your own alcohol to the bar.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, to Thanksgiving.
No, bring your own alcohol to the bar. That's how I got banned for life from a Korean karaoke bar.
No. I was like, definitely bring alcohol to Thanksgiving.
Not even nice alcohol, just like a flask. Bring something that'll... You know,
yeah, or just,
you
know, bring like a six pack or,
yeah,
you know, just
smart.
Bring, that's a good gift to give. That's the gift that keeps on giving on Thanksgiving.
That's all I want to do. My personal record for drinks in a day, I'm not going to say how many because I don't want to influence anyone
okay.
to beat it.
Can you whisper to me
but,
how much
yeah,
it is?
Yeah. Okay. this is standard drink, so that means that means
cocktails.
Like no, well like 40% at 1.5. Well, it was beers. It was mostly beers.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Nicole, come back. Nicole, come back, come back. I have more details. Come back.
23 Miller High Lifes. One day.
One day, Nicole. One day. It was with Andrea's dad. It was with Big Al. One, you're drinking with a guy named Big Al starting at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving. You can rack those numbers up by the end.
How are you alive right now?
I don't know. We ended up seeing Moana too, and then I went to the bathroom.
At the movie theater?
At the theater. Went to the bathroom. Could not find the theater coming back out, so I watched like 10 minutes of Arrival, like 15 minutes of a great coming-of-age film starring Woody Harrelson and what's the girl that everyone likes? She's a... Well, the girl that everyone likes, Marvel.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
No, but it's in the same... Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld,
Edge of 17?
Yeah, sure.
Great movie. Anyways, point is, Thanksgiving.
I love
Nicole, it's a time of year to be thankful.
I love Thanksgiving. But don't bring a pie from home. Don't bring your crappy cranberry sauce. Don't make mashed potatoes if you don't know how. And get the stuff in from a box.
Yeah. Don't cook any fresh vegetables. Use everything from canned.
I don't agree with
Maybe
that.
Maybe don't cook a turkey.
Don't cook a turkey. Just buy a rotisserie chicken.
Go to the Costco.
Literally.
You can spend $20, get four chickens.
Literally.
No, do whatever the heck you want for Thanksgiving. We got a fair amount of advice out there on the YouTube. If you want to check out our turkey. As much crap as I talk about turkey, that was the best turkey that I've ever had.
As much crap as we talk about pie, the actual pumpkin pie that we make is good as well. So.
I think the point is if you're good at cooking stuff.
Cook it.
Cook it. If you're bad at cooking stuff, buy it from the store and lie to people's faces.
Yep.
Isn't that what the
good.
Holidays are all about?
Totally.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, Nicole. We've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the world. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
Oh, hey, we got a voicemail. Actually, we have like 300 or something. Thanks for sending
the
voicemails.
Thank you. I love your voices. They're beautiful, each and every one of them.
And some of you are pitchy.
Hey, guys. This is Mark. I'm a big fan of the pod. My opinion is that the best way to cook a Thanksgiving turkey is to rotisserie it. That's it. Love you guys. Thanks. Aww. Bye.
I love you too,
love you
Mark.
Love you too, Mark.
I'm not afraid to say it. Rotisserie turkey. I don't reckon I've ever had that.
I don't think most ovens are like retrofitted for that.
No, you can. I feel like these newfangled crazy ovens that you'll see the commercials for. Like you'll have Emeril out there who's just. He's just sold his soul to QVC, which may we all be so lucky one day.
I would love to. You know, are you kidding me? That's the goal.
I feel like you'll get these new crazy ovens that are like, they got rotisserie built in. You can turn your oven into a freezer. It's like the turn on blizzard setting and all this stuff. But most ovens can't. Rotisserie, if you do it over like an open fire, if you're one of those like cool grilling people.
That's awesome.
That's a fun time. But I've never had a rotisserie turkey. I don't see why
Me
it wouldn't
either.
Work though.
I'm just like, well, we have also taught people how to make a rotisserie. Do you remember that?
That was for a chicken. And we basically crumpled up a bunch of foil to get it so the chicken just rests over it.
Yeah, it was so expensive to do it like that.
A lot of foil. But a turkey can, I mean, they can get up to 20 pounds.
You would have to, like, tie it to the stick.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think why. Okay, so a rotisserie works, right, by constantly turning the bird.
It's a good idea.
And having even slow heat, the fat renders out. You get even browning everywhere because it's constantly turning.
Sounds delicious.
Does turkey have as much,
intramuscular, subdermal fat.
I'm sure you can also baste it while it's happening, opening the oven or the rotisserie.
What's the worst part of every rotisserie chicken, though?
I don't know.
It's the breast.
No, it's not.
What? You like rotisserie chicken breast?
I love rotisserie chicken, period.
I do too, but like I feel like the breast is always going to be overcooked.
Are you kidding
you're
me?
Slow
it's like
cooking
five...
it like crazy.
So what? It's $5. Eat it.
No, but yeah, this is Thanksgiving.
He's so picky.
This isn't a $5 thing.
The chicken. You didn't ask me about the turkey.
I eat more rotisserie chicken than anyone.
Yes, you do.
I go to Zenku Chicken and go, I get 3 family meals. I eat enough for 3 Armenian Lebanese families.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you.
You're
over the
welcome.
Course of a couple days.
You're welcome.
The point is, Zenku's in, they're Lebanese Armenian, right?
I guess.
They make great rotisserie
chicken.
Yeah,
they make yummy food.
You know, the thighs and the legs and the wings, they're a little crispy, are so good that it makes me forget about the overcooked breast. And then I dip the breast in the hummus, in the muta ball, put some pickles on it, the garlic sauce, whatever. But turkey is like 80% breast.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd like rotisserie turkey.
I'd like to try it.
Deep frying turkey is a little bit overrated.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't like it very much.
Well, you don't have to eat it. No one's forcing it down your throat, Nicole.
Next.
If you don't want to be a part of this family, you can get the hell out. Sorry. That's my Thanksgiving
energy. Have people said
that to you? My mom threatened to kick me out of the house if I didn't take karate.
Shut up. Well, you should have. Well, karate's good for you.
Yeah, she's having a manic episode. Really into karate for sure.
You should have taken karate.
If it wasn't karate, it was Scientology. It was a lot.
At 8?
Oh, yeah, big into Scientology.
At 8?
Yeah.
Next voicemail, please, Meggie.
Hi, my name's Brian, and I was hoping you could settle a debate between my wife and I.
We love wives.
Every Thanksgiving, my family makes what she calls an abomination called heavenly hash.
I'm going to love it.
Which is cottage cheese,
yep,
whipped cream,
okay,
canned pineapple.
Hell yes.
Maraschino cherry.
Love it.
Lime jello.
And?
Boom. And many marshmallows all mixed together.
Boom, boom, boom.
Sounds good.
And my dad's family's had it for generations.
Yeah.
So, is it an abomination or not?
Hell no.
No! If there
this
was
history.
If there was mayonnaise in there, yes.
Nah.
You know how they're like, how like in these like ambrosia-y salads, like these pretzel salads or whatever, they put like a quarter cup of mayo for some odd reason? I'm glad that your family...
There's no odd reason. It's because it's salty and tangy
and
delicious.
No, I'm glad that your family does not do that. I think this sounds good. And side note, did you know that blitzing cottage cheese is really in vogue right now?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you know, adapt this recipe for a more modern mouthfeel, just blend up the cottage cheese so it's nice and soft. And then that way you don't have that like chunky, weird texture that people might think is disgusting.
Yeah, because the cottage cheese is what turns this like lime jello whipped cream thing into looking like vomit.
Yeah, for sure.
That said, I love this stuff. I would call this whole family of things ambrosia salads.
It is an ambrosia salad.
It's an ambrosia salad, right? Which also, talking to Mindy, our associate producer over at the Mythical Kitchen, she grew up thinking that ambrosia salad was a Filipino thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, or maybe, I don't know. But anyways, because it's really popular in the Philippines because a lot of post-World War II stuff, they had a lot of American prepackaged food products
Makes sense.
MacArthur, Pacific Theater, you know the whole history. And so there's a lot of like jello and stuff. Even if you think about like a holo-holo, right?
In layman's terms,
I guess. A bunch of different jellies, different ices, different things.
Yeah.
This is the sort of very American, a little grosser, creamier version of just that, you know, big old mixed textures and flavors and levels of sweetness. And I personally love it.
Yeah.
I'm in more ambrosia salads, but like make them artisanal. I want a new generation of ambrosia salads, you know?
Okay, do it.
Out with the old, in with the new, but also still with the old. God, I should do that.
Do it.
Oh.
All right, so I always get a lot of hate for this one, and I love listening to y'all's episode, and I know Josh is going to love this.
I hope I do.
Turkey and peanut butter on a tortilla wrap makes the absolute best low-carb, high-protein snack you can do for a pre-jam workout, and I stand by that.
Take it away, Josh. I have nothing to say about this.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I hate this and what you're doing. I'm so sorry. I know what it's like to have expectations to go into something thinking that somebody's going to like something. It's like when everyone tells me I'd love the show Archer. And I'm like, I gave it a chance. It's just not for me. And they're like, no, you really love it because I love it and I know you. And I go, no, it's the same joke to me over and over.
You're not an Archer guy?
No, no, Archer guy. It's a fine show. It's Sean Benjamin, great voice. You know, they do good work. I know they do good work. Point is, one, for a pre-gym snack, I always opt for high carb. I want to get that insulin spike while I'm working out. I think fat inhibits that, so I'd never do fat before a workout. Two, if you want fat with your turkey, Mayonnaise, man. Just add a little bit of mayo in there. That's already a great turkey ingredient.
But the peanut butter is like protein packed.
Hardly any. Peanut butter has hardly any protein compared to the amount of fat. Well, if you're a gym person, he seems like a gym person.
Maggie, did you know that?
Peanut butter has a very, very high fat to protein ratio. It's delightful. I put peanut butter in my smoothie every morning, but that's a post-workout thing. That's me trying to get satiated for the. And I think that peanut butter and turkey, we've had meat and peanut butter on the show. When meat is hot with peanut butter, like a Goober burger, I think that's a good time. The peanut butter melts into the meat. It's
fine. There's other stuff on a Goober burger.
And there's other stuff, yeah. Just turkey and peanut butter. Have you tried jelly instead of turkey, man?
Have you tried jelly instead of peanut butter, man?
Turkey jelly and cream cheese?
Yeah.
Now we're talking. I feel bad. Was that too harsh?
No, I think you were fine. Right. It was a little bit out there.
It was out there.
It was a lot out there.
It was out there.
Let's go to some written opinions. Josh, you want to take away the first one? Take it away.
Oh, gosh, Nicole, I would love to. First up, we got at Rosenrot89. Pancakes are better topped with gravy and savory meats, roast chicken, turkey, or sausage, than fruit and syrup.
Mm-hmm. Trevor makes something called dirty cakes, and this is an example of a dirty cake.
Just a pancake topped with savory things?
Pancake. Well, he puts it inside of, like, he takes leftovers, and he puts it in the pancake batter.
Hell yeah.
And then he, like, puts, like, sauce on top, and it's a smart way to do it. A pat of butter and some, like, gravy.
I don't know if I enjoy savory pancakes like that. Like, if we're talking American-style buttermilk fluffy flapjacks, I think I would rather have either, one, a crepe. I love savory crepes. Two, any sort of flatbread that exists, or just any sort of bread. I don't think that pancakes are a better substitution for bread, whereas you can't put syrup on bread. You certainly can.
Oh, you can put syrup on bread.
It's good. There's something about the fluffy tenderness of a pancake that is nice with syrup and it lends to sweet for me.
I just would do this. This sounds delicious.
I think waffles now.
No.
You never had no Pennsylvania Dutch chicken and waffles.
I don't need to have a Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh, yeah, you got that. No, you got to have that. We're doing straight Minnesota because I can't do a Pennsylvania Dutch accent.
I don't know where Pennsylvania is.
What?
I don't know where it is on a map.
You couldn't locate Pennsylvania on a map?
No way.
Like huge. It's like a giant rectangle next to New York and New Jersey.
No, see, why did you tell me that? Because Maggie's going to pull the map and it was my job to find out where it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's what Pennsylvania
looks. That doesn't look familiar to you?
I thought this whole time it was like next to Tennessee or something.
Real well, like southern Pennsylvania, like you get like the Appalachian side. It's a big state.
It kind of looks like a quilt.
Yeah, it's a square. Quilt tomato squares.
Okay, next opinion. All right. A sleepy crab says, only eating the cookie part of Twix. Bite the caramel of like Popeye with a can of spinach. Spit that bippy out. What's a bippy?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
And enjoy the sweet, sweet cookie. Have you ever seen people eat Kit Kats in like the way to eat a Kit Kat?
You gnaw the chocolate off?
You like gnaw the chocolate off. Yeah. It's the Kourtney Kardashian way. And I also do it that way. But I did that before I knew Kourtney did it. And it's like this. Except I don't spit it out like Popeye.
I got great news for a sleepy crab here.
I feel like
they just want to be eating cookies.
You know, what are the cookies, though, in a Twix? A shortbread?
No, it's not quite a shortbread. Cause it's kind of like a crispy. Yeah, what kind of cookie would you find? How would we say this,
that's
man? It's like a crispy sugar cookie if you really broke it down.
That's the thing. I can't think of one.
To it.
I can't think of one cookie on the market that is comparable to the middle of a Twix.
Yeah, and I also think that they're not just in it for the cookie, Nicole. I think they're in it for the action.
They like the ritual. Yeah, it's the ritual.
I just wish that, like, if you could find somebody who just wants caramel and then spit the caramel into their mouth, then you'd have, like, a perfect, you know, symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that one movie where, like, Rachel Weisz, like, never mind.
What?
I don't know. All right, at Jim Bob the Monkey, when my mom asks what type of, quote, salad we want for a holiday dinner, she's specifically referring to Jell-O with something mixed in, fruit, shredded carrot, sometimes cottage cheese.
Oh, another cottage cheese Jell-O salad.
Jell-O salad.
Ambrosia opinion.
This, you can thank the Jell-O marketing machine post-World War II, marketing
honk,
all the housewives, baby.
It's a machine.
They're going out there. This is a huge holdover from the boomers of yesteryear, and I hope it doesn't die out with them. You know?
I don't care if it dies.
Millennials killed everything good. We killed Red Lobster, Nicole.
We killed Red Lobster.
Chili's.
Are we millennials?
We killed Cracker Barrel.
I feel like
Barrel.
We're too old to be millennials.
We're like kind of younger mid-millennials. There's like 38-year-old millennials.
No way.
Yeah, I think like 30, 37, 38. None of these things actually exist, right? Like none of the generational things. There's no... I'm sure one organization has been like, this is the official cutoff date, but it's whatever.
We're millennials?
I love Gen Xers.
I love Gen Xers.
Winona Ryder's a Gen Xer.
I feel like a Gen Xer.
You feel like a Gen Xer?
Yeah.
No, we're primal. Dude, you grew up on YouTube. You grew up going to Rotten.com. You're a peak millennial.
Am I?
That's like growing
up.
But
I have frown lines.
Yeah, we're old. Like, time moves in a linear fashion unless you believe in like the movie Arrival.
Would you ever get Botox?
No, not at all. I want to age terribly.
What?
I'm never going to take steroids, never going to do Botox, never going to get TRT, never going to get Brazilian butt lift.
I think we'd have so much fun if we went and got Botox together.
I'm never going to put lotion on my face. I don't wear
sunscreen.
That's
not true. You have Lubriderm next to your bed.
That's for my CrossFit hands.
Sure, that's what you tell people.
Hey now.
All right, one more opinion?
One of us.
Okay. Con Vito says, every food where I have to remove something inedible, like a shell or in around a bone, is not worth the hassle. The difference in flavor is needed enough to justify the extra effort. I'm not employed at this restaurant. Stop making me do grunt work.
You privileged aristocratic Marie Antoinette ass, let them eat cake, not understanding that food is like there are animals that exist.
Yeah.
There are plants that exist. If there is not a shell on your walnut, that is an underpaid person in a factory owned by Veruca Salt's dad who is paid to shell that walnut. How much are you willing to pay for convenience? And are you willing to learn the uncomfortable truth of the labor that goes into your food? You can de-shell the crab that you are already paying for an Alaskan fisherman to risk their life for.
You're right.
Thanks.
I agree with you. Also, there's nothing like naan on a bone.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love eating meat off the bone.
I am bone sucker 5000 over here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they call me the
4000.
They call me the, what do they get, the bone
sucker?
Bone sucker.
You want to be bone sucker too?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
want
to be part of the bone sucker clan?
Bones Brigade. They call me Bones Brigade. That's what I was looking for.
Bones Brigade?
Bones Brigade. Yeah, it was a group of...
That's a horrible name.
I believe Stacey Powell. Tony Hawk was part of the Bones Brigade when he was young.
I don't like that name at all. Bones Sucker 5000 is much better.
It sounds like an automated sucking device that would be sold
That's me.
At Target.
That's me. I'm so glad my parents don't listen to this podcast.
Oh, God. I hope Larry doesn't listen. I talk a lot of crap on the stuff.
Cousin Larry.
Larry got kicked out of my family's Thanksgiving for talking crap about that.
Cousin Larry.
It is what it is.
With his raw cranberries.
And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Every time I see him, he still goes, so he's still blogging.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah, South African. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @HandyZonda with the hashtag Opinion Casserole. Or if you want to leave us a voicemail, give us a ring and leave a quick message at 833-DOGPOD1.
That's 833-BONESUCKER5000 for all your bone sucking needs. And for Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week. See y'all next time if the podcast doesn't get canceled after this.